And he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from off the altar before the Lord, and his hands full of sweet incense beaten small, and bring it within the veil. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. Through the brightness before him were coals of fire kindled. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baken on the coals, and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink, and laid him down again. His breath kindleth coals, and a flame goeth out of his mouth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire, sharp arrows of the mighty, with coals of juniper. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into the fire, into deep pits, that they rise not up again.
Can one go upon hot coals, and his feet not be burned? Thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head, and the Lord shall reward thee. As coals are to burning coals, and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife.
Set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm, for love is strong as death. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. The coals thereof are coals of fire, which hath a most vehement flame. The smith with the tongs both worketh in the coals, and fastened it with hammers, and worketh it with the strength of his arms. Yea, he is hungry, and his strength faileth. He drinketh no water, and is faint. And none considereth in his heart, neither is there knowledge nor understanding to say, I have burned part of it in the fire. Yea, also I have baked bread upon the coals thereof. I have roasted flesh, and eaten it. And shall I make the residue thereof an abomination? Shall I fall down to the stock of a tree? Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the waster to destroy. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance it was like burning coals of fire, and like the appearance of lamps. And it went up and down among the living creatures, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. And he spake unto the man clothed with linen, and said, Go in between the wheels, even under the cherub, and fill thine hand with coals of fire from between the cherubims, and scatter them over the city. And he went in my sight. Then set it empty upon the coals thereof, that the brass of it may be hot, and may burn, and that the filthiness of it may be molten in it, that the scum of it may be consumed. Before him went the pestilence, and burning coals went forth at his feet. And the servants and officers stood there, who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves, and Peter stood with them and warmed himself. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Therefore if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink, for in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head.